as down as low as I could go. Everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved was gone.
Hallelujah.
All those values of my life, I was flat on my face. I think the good hand of Jesus reached out.
As your people, we came into your house to worship. As your people, to came into the house of correction, O Lord, to be molded, to be fashioned in your image, O Lord. We have been singing, we have been praying, we have been worshiping you, O Lord.
Amen.
That's what you created us for, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are meant
Amen.
To do that all of our lives, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But because of the busyness of this life, O Lord, most of the times we are distracted, O Lord, doing the things that don't help us reach our divine vocation, O Lord. That's why, Heavenly Father, we come to draw from you
Amen.
The power, O Lord, that will bring this body to submission, O Lord, because that's your aim in us, to see this soul grow, O Lord, grow to your full image, O Lord. To see this soul grow to its full potential, O Lord. Like that man talking about the dogs, O Lord. We don't want to feed the black dog, O Lord, because it will get strong and stronger, O Lord, and it will choke and influence of the inner man, O Lord. That's why we pray, O Lord, that you help us through your word, through the message, O Lord, that we feed that inner man, O Lord, who is the real image of God, O Lord, so that it can grow, O Lord, so that it can develop, O Lord, and bring us one day to your full resemblance, O Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that every time we come, O Lord, it shouldn't be just a ceremonial, oh Lord, but let it be a new experience, oh Lord. Every day in your presence, oh Lord, must be something that will bring a further step closer to you, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we commit ourselves into your hands, oh Lord. Let us forget about the busyness of life, oh Lord. Let us forget about our own thoughts, oh Lord, and keep all focused, oh Lord, at your word, as it will be delivered from this pulpit, oh Lord. Bless the song leader, our brother George. Help him, oh Lord. Give him wisdom, oh Lord, so that he can prepare us for the word that is coming, oh Lord. Bless the other brothers, oh Lord, helping him. Brother James playing the piano. Help, bless, oh Lord, Brother Junior, Sister Angel, and everybody back there. Brother Feli doing the instrument, the sound, oh Lord. We commit them into your hands, oh Lord. Let your powerful, mighty hand, oh Lord, be with us and bless us tonight, oh Lord. Bless now these offerings, oh Lord. Let your hand be upon your children. Bless their words. Bless their houses, oh Lord. We commit ourselves into your hand. Take the leadership. We think of our pastor, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is not with us tonight, oh Lord. You be with him where he is, oh Lord. Let your hand be upon him so that he can be a blessing. Every time you open his mouth, oh Lord, let you inspire him, oh Lord, so that he can speak oracles coming from you, Heavenly Father. And let your people be blessed, oh Lord. We think of our brother Wilma, who couldn't make it tonight, oh Lord, because of the weakness of this body, oh Lord. Let your hand, your healing hand, oh Lord, touch him where he is, oh Lord, and heal him from these headaches, oh Lord. We want our brother strong and healthy, oh Lord, and we'll praise you for seeing him back again into your heart, oh Lord. We commit the rest of the service into your hands, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. Well, Brother Will come. Excuse me. Brother Max. Brother Max has got a testimony. Amen. Let's sing that song. He's an answering God. Because whatever he's testifying of, God has answered. Amen. So if you desire an answer from God, hold to his testimony. Let's sing that song. Hallelujah. He's an answering. He's an answering God.
As well, we found the results of the whole year, and I must say the Lord gave me exactly what I needed, and I really want to thank him for that, and it was really an excellent result, and I really bless his name for all that he's done, and I really want to say God bless you all, you know, for your prayers, you know, all the time, you know, I've been studying and asking for prayers for exams. Your prayers have really worked, and each exam I've really felt your prayers, and the Lord bless you all, and I really want to also say thanks and God bless to Brother George and his family, and Sister Leanne as well. In these 4 years, they've really been of great help to me in terms of accommodating me in their home for quite a good part of these years. I must say almost the whole 4 years, there's been a time that I've always spent in their home, and they've always been a blessing also for me, and the Lord really blessed them for that, and for everyone. And I really thank the Lord as well. He's opening a really big door as well.
Hallelujah.
For me and for the future of things to come, and I really commit it into my hands with the Lord. As I said, I want to read the show, so maybe another time I will share more about that testimony. And but I really thank you, saints, for your prayers. The Lord has really done great things. He's opened doors, and there are great things to come. So the Lord really bless you all, and God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, because we never finished the college of the Lord. We'll always be in school. And I believe our passing is when we have loved one for another. Amen. When we bond, we're now connected. Then the Lord will say, right, they're ready to go to the marriage supper. But till then, they say, nah, Brother George, he's still got too much earth in him. He needs to take it out. Amen. So let's sing that, deeper yet I pray, higher as I grow. Amen. In the school of wisdom. Amen. Let's see what he has to teach us tonight, the tutor.
Deeper in the love of Jesus. Deeper, 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 deeper
we sing a slow song. Which one would you choose if you were to sing? Amen. The Lord asked me to do it. Amen. He chose for you. Amen. Let's sing that song. Hallelujah. I actually want to be singing a few songs ago. There's a country far beyond the stars, in the city where the Lamb is alive. There's a country far beyond the stars. There's a city where the Lord comes alive. Filled with shadow and by and by, some city where the Lamb is. In that city where the Lamb is. Days of sunshine, where we go, not the sunshine, but with the pride, hallelujah, oh Jesus, God, and we have to, till we go to that city where the Lamb is. In that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, my children!
Can you give me the last stanza?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And we who live in, as we are living now, yet remain, will be caught up and shall meet our faithful Lord. And this hope will be cherished and it will never be in vain.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So let's comfort one another as tonight, even as we are here. We are here to comfort one another by His word.
Amen.
And tonight, we all know it's Friday, it's a prayer meeting, and we are going to pray.
Amen.
How many have a request upon their hearts tonight?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. If you have a request tonight, then He's here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
He is here.
Amen.
In the midst of His people.
Amen.
And He knows your needs already.
Amen.
But tonight, one thing He is waiting for you to do is your faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That if you will believe, He's here to fulfill every request, every need in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight we have visitors.
Oh, praise the Lord.
We have Oscar and Daniela. Oscar, who is Oscar? Oh, God, it's a blessing. He's been here before.
Right.
Amen. He's no visitor. He's been here before. Praise God. Oscar, you're welcome. God to bless you. And Daniela? Oh, God to bless you. Amen. And they are friends of Brother Goran. So God to bless you, Brother Goran. And then we have Johnny. God to bless you, Johnny. As Brother John's brother. Oh, you are welcome, brother. You are no visitors, eh? You are all children of God. Amen. And you have come home to meet what? Your brothers and sisters, and together we meet our master tonight. Amen. Let's turn to the reading before we pray. We shall read. Tonight we will go to Revelation and we will read the message to the church of Smyrna. Amen.
Amen.
So that's Revelation 2, reading from verse 8, ending up at verse 11. So let's hear the word of God. We've been hearing it all the time. Tonight, let's hear it for another.
Amen.
If it's 100th time, the more we hear,
amen,
the more it becomes life unto us.
Amen.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things say the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Amen. And I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulations 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hit of the second death. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, how grateful we are tonight, Lord Jesus. The grace you have given to us for the day so far, Lord, our going out and coming in, Lord.
those who have been to work, Lord, it has been your protection over us, Lord. Even at school, Lord Jesus, we have really met you over there also, Lord, because we are omnipresent God. Father, we thank you for our homes, Lord, the sustaining power, Lord, that, Father, always there is something, God, for your children, Lord, to eat and to clothe themselves with, Lord. And Father, tonight, Lord, looking at the other side of it, the inner man, which needs to be fed, Lord Jesus, and we find no other place than to run to your presence tonight. Amen. And to sit at your feet, of God, that, Lord Jesus, you feed us, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you once again for all that you have done for us today. Lord, even as prayers have already been given, O Lord, remembering our pastor, Lord, Father, we commit it into your hands, Lord. The Lord Jesus, he has given himself, Lord, surrendered himself to you, Lord. Father, use him, O God, that your name be glorified, O Lord, wherever he goes, Lord. Father, once again also, we want to commit our precious brother, who we have already prayed, the church has already prayed, but one more, Lord, we know where he is, Lord. Amen. Father, your hands, Lord, let it reach him now. Jesus. In Jesus' name, as we claim total healing for him, God. Amen. Even for the family also, Lord, Father, we commit all of them into your hands, Lord. Father, tonight we have Oscar, we have Daniela, we have Johnny amongst us, Lord. They are your children, O God. Father, let them not live here without, oh Lord Jesus, your presence, O God, shining in their hearts, Lord. Father, we pray that, O God, the word that will come, Lord, it will not come from man, but your Holy Spirit, Lord, will sweep over us tonight, O God. Even as we desire, Lord Jesus, to pray tonight, Lord, you know our hearts, you know our needs, Lord. Father, it takes only you, O God, to meet each and everyone according to your riches and glory. Bless your children, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? God, we bless you for coming. Yes, we've read the message to the Church of Smyrna.
Amen.
Amen. And we know, as the prophet said, the whole of the church age, from Ephesus down to Laodicea church age, it was what the time for the Gentiles, as when God was dealing with what the Gentile church. Amen. So, he said, the prophet said, as we heard last Sunday, that if you look closely, you will see that always is the same salutation, the same greetings to the whole church. When he says that, unto the angel, amen, unto the angel of this church, write. In every church age, there is what? A message he gives to that angel of that church. Amen. Amen. That means, so when you are looking for the truth, you go to look for the messenger of your age. Mm. Because he carries what? The word of your age.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then at the end of it, he gives us a warning. At the end of it, he encourages us also that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. So, we look at Smyrna as we just read. He said, unto the angel of the church of Smyrna. So the prophet said, in every age, we hear the same truth. Amen. In every age, we hear the same truth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And he said, but only a Spirit-filled man can hear the revelation for that age. Praise God. See, we want to know who we are. Brethren, is something really special.
for you and me, that we have been able to hear from our messenger. Because he said, the prophet said, it has to take what? Only a spirit-filled man to hear that revelation for that age.
Amen.
You see? So none other can. No one can. And he said, no, sir. No one can hear it. Except those spirit-filled people.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so he makes that as the evidence of what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. He makes that as what? The evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When he said, and now, we have been constantly saying that the true evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost is for the believer to receive the word for the age in which he lives.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. See? The evidence, the truth, and the true evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost is for the believer to receive the word for that age that he lives in. Praise the Lord. So, visitors, we are not visitors, we are what? We are children of God here. Praise the Lord. See, in every age, God sends a messenger to that age to bring the word of God. And this period that we are in, God has sent a messenger to us. And it's his word that we are listening to tonight. And if we are able to believe it, it shows that the Spirit of God is in you. Because it is the Spirit of God that spoke to him. Amen. And even what we are reading now, it was Apostle what? John who wrote it. Amen. And before he could receive this message, he said, I was in the Spirit. Praise God. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You see, and so for us to be able to understand this very word, we also have to be in that same Spirit. Oh, praise God. So, the prophet went on and said, the seven ages as set forth in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it takes the whole span of the fullness of the Gentiles. Or the whole time in which God was dealing with what? The Gentiles, so unto salvation. You see. And so, you could see that the address, the beginning, and the ending, they are always the same. So the prophet said, notice, Jesus, by the Spirit, in every age, addressed himself to only one person relative to the word for that age. He addresses to only one person. He addresses what? His message to. That's the messenger. That's what he said. Unto the messenger of this age, write. Only that one person. Praise God.
Amen.
Only that one person holds the message of that particular age.
Amen.
It can never come from any other place.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to it closely. Unto the messenger of this age, write. So that message is to only that messenger, one person that the message comes to, the word of God comes to.
Amen.
Amen. He said, only one messenger for each age receives what the Spirit has to say to that age.
Amen.
And one messenger is the messenger of the true church. Amen.
Amen.
He'll be the messenger to what? To the true church. There are many churches. There are many churches. Amen.
Amen.
And many are hearing from what? Different sources. They are hearing from different sources. But this messenger will speak to only the true church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And who are the true church? Are the people that will receive the revelation of the what? Of that message.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because there are a lot of things
that our messenger he received from the Lord which he has given to us. And many people have heard it, but they cannot not understand it. They can't see it. But you can see it. You can understand it. Praise the Lord. When you talk about a serpent seed now, in a certain pulpit, maybe they will send you out. They tell you that you look, what are you saying? You are blaspheming. Praise the Lord. But you have caught the revelation.
Amen.
When you tell someone that even a woman is not supposed to preach, hey, you have what? You have needed that particular church. They will send you out. Amen. But you, when you heard it, you saw, you caught the revelation.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See? So, he said, he speaks for God by revelation to the church. Amen. And the message is to broadcast to all. That message will be broadcast to everyone. The door is broadcast for all to come within the range of the message. He said it will only be a certain qualified group. Amen. That will what? That will understand. So we are the qualified group that the prophet is saying here. He said, each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by way of the messenger. So individually, my brother, my sister, you have the ability what? To hear what your messenger of your age. Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
So, from what we read, he said, I know your work, I know your works, I know your tribulations, I know your poverty, but thou art what? Thou art rich. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I know it. I know the pains you are going through. I know the troubles you are going through.
Yeah.
I know all what is what has been a hindrance and obstacles in your way. I know everything. But I want to assure you that thou art rich.
Amen.
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 See. So the prophet was saying that the key to this age is most evidently what? Tribulation.
Yes, sir.
See, we are going through tribulation. You say tribulation. See, if there was a tribulation in the first age, there is now a predicted and intensified tribulation throughout the second age.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Everything will intensify. And that's what we are going through. My brother, look at what the way how the world is going. Brethren, we must give glory to God. So when he said, thou art rich, it's not necessarily that what you have what millions packed somewhere where he's going to what release to you. Praise God.
Amen.
But the question of my brother, the situation of the world now. Amen.
Amen.
That you are not deceived.
Amen.
You can never be deceived because the elect can never be deceived.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, this makes you what? A special person.
Thank you.
Makes you so special because all those things that are going on. Oh, brother, we cannot mention them. Look at what is going on in the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But nothing, you see, there is nothing in there to ever move you toward that place.
Amen.
Thou art rich.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thou art rich. And the Lord God Almighty says, I know. You see, he is walking in the midst of his church. Our topic tonight is what? He is in our midst.
Amen.
Amen. That's why tonight, whatever is upon your heart, my brother, my sister,
mm-hmm.
He is here to answer every request tonight. If you only believe. Amen.
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 Sister Daniela, do you believe it? That any request that is on your heart tonight, she's here to answer you.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. God to bless you.
Amen.
Said, he is here, the chief shepherd of the flock. He is here.
Amen.
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 And then the question is, does he hold back the persecution the people are going through?
No.
Does he stand the tribulation?
No.
The prophet said, no. He does not. He simply said, I know your tribulation.
Amen.
And I'm not all unmindful of your suffering.
Mm-hmm.
He's not unmindful of your suffering. He knows it.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what you are going through. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knows everything. Amen. He said, but the prophet said, to somebody to do what? A stumbling block.
Mm.
Ah, so the Lord, you know all I've been going through, and yet still I don't see anything, any change in my life.
Mm.
Oh, my brother, my sister. He said, you may ask, how can God be just and loving if he stands by and watches his people suffer?
Mm.
That's sometimes that's a question that comes to our mind. Praise the Lord. But he wants to tell you something. Amen.
Amen.
He said, they thought that the love meant no suffering. Never think that when someone says love, God's love, it doesn't mean that you will never suffer. No.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And even when we say love, praise God.
Mm.
Especially when we talk about parents and children. When you love your child, you don't just all the time pamper your child.
No.
When he said, I want this, then you give it to him or her. That's not love.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes when the child is asking, you know that it's not going to help him or her.
Amen.
You got to say no to it.
Mm.
And then give a substitution.
Mm.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so we say love is what? Correction.
Mm.
When your child is doing something that is wrong, you have to what? Reprimand him or her.
Amen.
That is love.
Mm.
Amen. So that's what the prophet says here. That, see, they thought the love meant a baby with what? Parental care.
Mm.
You see, no. But God said that his love was what? Elective love.
Amen.
The proof of his love is what? Election.
Amen.
Amen. The proof of his love is what? Election. And what does that mean?
Amen.
What does that mean? That all you heard, look at how the world is going. God has what? Called you. And they chosen you. Amen. To be his adopted what child. That is the love he's talking about. Amen. Just like what? When the Bible says after the confusion, after Babel, when the tower of Babel had been what? Broken down. And God has scattered everyone. He said, amongst all the people, one man found favor with God.
Amen.
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 Amongst all the lot, God called one man and then told him, look, I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
So election, that's the way how it is. There were many virgins.
Amen.
But God chose only Mary to use her womb. Praise God. So election is what God is talking about. Is not what? That's what he's saying. Love. I love you. As the prophet said, there were millions of people in sin. We are not condemning anyone. But my brother, when you go through the streets, you look at some people that God has created Amen. We look at their situation. Always remember them in prayer. Amen. Even the way how they smoking, drinking, and a lot of things. You see, it's so miserable. Amen. But God has chosen you and bring you, He has brought you out from that situation. You don't go to those pubs to sit down and drink and smoke. Amen. I believe no one is here. See, that is the love of God that He has wrought. He has instilled in your life. Amen. He said, His love has proven through by the fact that we were chosen unto salvation. We have been chosen unto what? Unto salvation. That is what we call the love of God. Amen. So, tonight, even He Himself being in our midst, even tonight, is the kind of love He's shown us. And what He says, the one who is speaking, He said what? The first and the last. I am the first and the last. The beginning and the end. I am in your midst tonight. Amen. I am here tonight with you. Because the prophet said, the first and the last which was dead and is alive. He said, these words is not a word of man. He said, the word that has come is from what? Someone who is eternal. Amen. He said, I am the first and the last which was dead and is alive. He said, first thing has happened is that He wants to tell us that He is not the deity.
Amen.
Deity as is God and man. Amen. And He said, that same power for us to be able to receive what we need tonight. He said, that same power that was in Christ is in you also.
Amen.
We want to build our faith tonight, my brother, so that we put our request before Him. He says, listen closely, the same power, that same Christ, and then the brother said, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that same power, that same Christ is in you tonight.
Amen.
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 He said, men and women, it's time that we find out who you are.
Amen.
Let us find out who we are tonight. Deity is in you.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The same power. If Jesus can say, rise up and walk.
Amen.
Amen. The same power is in you.
Amen.
Amen.
If He can heal all manner of diseases, that same power is in you tonight.
Thank you,
man. That's why we believe that our precious brother Rainbow is healed already.
Amen.
Because that same power will be reminded tonight that is in us.
Amen.
And so we say,
amen,
in the name of Jesus Christ, our brother is healed.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Believe it tonight that same power, that same Christ is in you. He said, men and women, it's time that we found out who we are. The devil is trying to hide you back, to tell you that, oh, you are some little trodden something somewhere. You are not. The prophet says, you are not.
Amen.
You are sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
The deity is not in heaven.
Amen.
It is in you.
Amen.
And he says, hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of God is in you tonight.
Amen.
Because He is in the midst of His church.
Amen.
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 Do you believe it?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, glory be to God. He said, this thing said that he holds the seven stars in his right hand, and he walks in the midst of his church, and he says that I am the first and the last. See? That this is the one same person. He is letting us to know, praise God, that the church is his.
Amen.
Amen.
You and I, we are for him.
Amen.
We are in him and he is in us.
Amen.
Oh, that's what you are tonight, my brother. He said, look, he gave an example that the way how he is in us. He said, as the seed of the fruit is in the midst of the fruit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you take any fruit, you see the seed is what? It's inside. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You take avocado, you take mango, you take almost every fruit, you see the seed is inside.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the seed which is inside is the one that gives what? The fruit, the life.
Amen.
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 When a fruit is about, let's say a fruit is green. A green fruit is not yet ripening. When you take the seed out from it, it can never ripe again. Do you know that? Amen. If you are able to take the seed out of it, that fruit can never ripe again. It can never mature. Amen. So the life is what? Is the seed.
Amen.
And he says Christ is like the seed that is in what? In the midst of a fruit.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Christ is just like the seed that is in the midst of what? A fruit. Without it, that fruit has no life.
Right.
Without Christ in the midst of his church, that church is dead.
Amen.
There's no life in it.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said, as the seed alone has life in it, so is the altar of life to the church.
Amen.
Amen. As only what the seed alone has life in it, so is what the altar of this world, that's Christ,
Amen.
Is what is the life of the church. And his walking signifies what? His untiring care for it.
Amen.
Walking in the midst of his church, it shows that he's always his untiring what? Work among the church.
Amen.
He's never tired.
Amen.
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 He's never tired. And tonight, he's here in the midst of his church.
Amen.
So that if we, by faith, we believe that we really are, that Christ is in us.
Amen.
So there is life in us. And all that we desire tonight, if we will believe in the name of Jesus Christ, then every request tonight has to come to pass.
Amen.
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 Johnny, anything you want from Christ tonight,
Amen.
Just believe in your heart. He's going to give it to you.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He's here to do that same because he wants us to ask. He has said, ask and he shall be given unto you.
Right.
Seek and he shall find. Knock and he shall be what? Shall be opened unto you. Amen. So, if there is anything at all, there's one place where you read us, I think verse 10. Is it verse 10? Where he said, fear none of these things.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 10 said, fear none of those things.
Amen.
Which thou shalt suffer. Fear not to live, fear nothing tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said, brethren, such words are not for the faint-hearted. Praise God. Because what we are going to ask, what we are going to do tonight, is not for the faint-hearted people. But it's for what? He said, it's for the believers.
Amen.
Amen. With faith anchored in Jesus. Because they took, because they look at his word and say, fear not.
Amen.
Tonight, does it? Fear not.
Amen.
Don't let the devil tell you that what you are going to ask is to never happen. Believe that it's going to what happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fear none of these things. Anything that the devil will try to tell you tonight. The prophet said, this is the word, believers. Whose faith are what? Anchored in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That, see, that assures the believer that he will be with you.
Amen.
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 This assures you, let this assures you tonight that he is with you.
Amen.
With that word, fear not. Fear not. There are many things. The other day I sat down to write all, to look at all the fear words in the Bible. I got so many from Genesis to the Revelation. Fear not. And they are very strong sentence.
Yeah.
I look as if I just wrote a, I don't know, put it somewhere here or not. Amen. Well, let's go. Fear not. I sat down to look at what from Genesis to Revelation. They are strong. When the Lord says, fear not. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, he says, don't be afraid of man or what he can do to you. I am with you. And my grace is sufficient for you. And when you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you. Not even in death are you defeated. You are more than conquerors tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are more than conquerors tonight.
Amen.
The Lord is meeting our faith for us to what? To bring our request to him tonight. Knowing very well that he's more than able to supply all our needs tonight. Amen. He said, great Apostle Paul knew from experience the reality of those words. And he wrote in Romans 8:35-59. Praise God. Let's read that. He said, great Apostle Paul knew from experience the reality of those words that fear not. Amen. He is in the midst of his church. Fear not. So he said, the prophet said, Romans 8:35-59. We know that scripture already. Let's quickly read that one and then we get ourselves into prayer. Amen. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Can anything separate you from the love of Christ tonight? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Are you going to allow any of these things to be a hindrance to you tonight? Are you going to allow it to be a hindrance to you tonight? Well, praise God. He said, as it is written, verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 7, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Tonight we are more than conquerors because we have someone who loved us.
Amen.
So our request, what we have upon our heart tonight, as we speak, amen, it will never come back to us void. Praise God. Because the word of God, it will never come back to us without what? Without the results.
Amen.
38. For, are you persuaded tonight?
Amen.
For I am persuaded tonight, nothing is going to be a hindrance to the very request that I have tonight before the Lord. I am persuaded that nothing is going to stop it.
Amen.
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 Nothing is going to stop my request tonight to the Lord.
Amen.
I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no heights, no death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, nothing is going to what? Be a hindrance. Amen. He has already cleared everything. He said, no. The boy said, no, we are not to fear. His love casts out fear.
Amen.
His love has cast out every fear tonight. And so we are here tonight to receive from him. There are many people who gathered that same faith. Amen. They gathered that same faith and they received what they needed.
Amen.
And that's what we want to read from Hebrews. Amen.
Amen.
They had faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they stood upon that faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they received from God.
Amen.
Amen. As a woman said, Hebrews 11, 35. He said, in women, receive their dead raised to life again. And others, they were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might what? Obtain a better resurrection. But I want us to look at women receive their dead raised to life again. Women, they receive even what? They are the dead raised again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's not a question of what? Jesus only raising out, raising the dead. But people with faith also. Amen.
Amen.
They were able to receive their dead raised all by what? All by faith.
Yes.
And so tonight, what can be a hindrance? What else can ever stand before what we are looking, what we are seeking from God?
Mm.
What can stand before that? I better tonight just gather faith and trust in God tonight.
Yes.
That whatever you are going to put across to him tonight, he is going to answer. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Where the musicians come, because tonight is a question of what? We are coming to pray. We are coming to what? Put our request before him tonight. Amen. How many believe it?
Amen.
My sister, tonight, just pray and say, Lord, I've heard your word. You are in the midst of your church. And I believe that even you are in me.
Amen.
And then the power that was in you is in me tonight. And whatever I'm going to put before you tonight, Lord, I know it will never return to me void.
Amen.
I'm going to receive my request tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let us always remember to pray for one another. If you know your brother, your sister, all the needs, what he is looking for. Remember. Remember that brother in prayer. And then in this church, we have requests that we need to pray. Amen. You know that still in this church, we have a family that still, amen, there is not the cry of a baby in that home. Oh, my brother, have you been praying and remembering that home? Tonight, let us remember. All requests. There are here people who are brethren who are looking for their documents for a long time.
Amen.
It's a burden upon the heart of everyone, I believe. They are still looking for their documents. Still, they have not the word to receive them. Amen. Let's remember them in prayer. There are others who are looking for jobs. Jobs that they can be at work and at the same time come to church. Not that kind of job that they take the whole of your time. They are here. Let's remember them in prayer. What other requests do we have in the church here? And let us not remember, let us not forget. We want to what? A place of worship of our own.
Amen.
Amen. We want a place of worship of our own. And how many believe that what even we have thought of that by next year we'll be able to buy land. But that next year it will be rather what? Even structure just getting up. Not only the question of what land, but our structure. We'll be what? We'll be on the way, amen?
Amen.
Let's put all before the Lord tonight. Amen. He's here to answer every prayer.
Touch your people once again.
Let's stand.
Begin
to what?
Bring
our hearts. Raise our soul. Raise your
hand.
Raise your
hand.
Raise your
hand.
right by your side. And even at this very hour, this very minute, this very second, He wants to hear from you. It's with all ears. He said He wants to hear from you. He knows what you need, but He wants to say, He wants to tell you, speak. Speak it. Jesus is telling you, speak it. Tell Him. Tell Him. What do you want? What are you seeking from Him? I'm here in your midst. I'm here in your midst. I said it, that I am the one that walk in the midst of my church. And when He said it, it is true. Where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in their midst. It is true, He is here. He wants to hear from you. Commit to Him now. Commit to Him. And let your faith now soar up. Let your faith soar up now. God, here I am. Here I am. I believe it. I believe it. Your word has never failed. Your promises have never failed. We look into your word. We see you fulfilling every promise. You promised Abraham. Abraham waited. Faith. He staggered not. And we changed every situation to fulfill the request. The God of Abraham is here. Remember that woman. You want to pray for someone who is sick in your family? He's the one that we can touch with all our infirmities. So touch me, touch me, touch me. Like that woman with faith, with blood issue, touched the hem of the priest, and she was healed. Connect your prayer. It doesn't matter how far the person is. He's an omnipresent God. He's everywhere. Only you can call that person's name at this moment. Oh, I remember my wife's sister Lydia. Her legs have swollen. But Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ that I will come back here and give glory to your name. But tonight, Lydia, in Jesus' name, in the work of the enemy against you, the Lord has taken you out from that hands. Thank you. my brother shepherd be in the place. Oh, why should our sister stay? Be in that place. Or because of document matter. Lord, tonight, the church, we've lifted up our faith through the power, authority that you have given. And you being a minister of your church, Lord. We believe that God will never lack. Lord, we want to remember our sister, Lily. Oh, Lord Jesus. The day when your disciples ask you, when you met a man who was dumb and blind, your disciples ask you, did this man sin? Or his mother? Or his father? Jesus, you said none have sinned, but that the work of you, God, be made manifest to prove that you are God. It came that way. Lord, you said for everyone to see the hand of God, you healed that man. Our sister Lily, everybody know now, everybody know. The community she's living in, they know. Wherever, they know. No, Lord, it is time now, time to fulfill your word for everyone to see your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are not looking at the circumstances. Doctors can say whatever they want. Doctors will bring in their own version. But we are not looking, Lord, at the circumstances. Just like Abraham never looked at the circumstances. But we are looking at the promise. We are looking at the promise. We are looking at the promise. We are looking at your word. Lord, tonight, your children that are gathered here, everyone is speaking to you. Everyone is speaking to you. Because they know you are in the midst here. Everyone is speaking to you. Faith upon their hearts. Oh, my brother Eddie. Lord, he's speaking to you. My sister Rudo, she's speaking to you. My brother Bayless and the family, they are speaking to you. My sister Daniela and Oscar, they are speaking to you. their children and our brother. They are speaking tonight, Lord, to you. They believe it. Oh, my brother David, the wife, and the family, the son, they are on their knees. Oh, Lord, they are speaking to you, Lord. They are speaking to you. My brother Goran, he's speaking to you, Lord. Oh, my sister Tony, his children over there, Lord. Lord, turn your heart, Lord Jesus. Turn your ears, Lord.
Father, you are our portion, Lord. You are our ultimate Lord, Lord.
My wife, Sister Comfort, Lord, she's speaking to you. Our brother Johnny, Lord, has come to your presence, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, he's speaking to you. Oh, my sister,
you
bind the family in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. They are speaking to you,
Lord.
My brother George, Lord, you know his heart, Lord. He's speaking to you tonight,
Lord.
I look at my brother James. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, deep from his heart, Lord, he's speaking to you tonight. Tonight, faith in this house. We are bringing everything, Lord, to you tonight, knowing that, oh God, you will not leave anyone. You are not going to leave anyone. You are not going to leave anyone. Lord, I commit every child here, Lord, into your hands. The children, their prayer, the youth, their prayer. What they are speaking, Lord Jesus. Lord, let everyone come back and bring testimony to the glory of your name. You are in the midst of your church. Yes, Lord. You know we are rich.
I'm trusting my fear, and people desire to find.
church, Lord. The needs of your church. We lift up
Savior, to those heights and be ultimate, Lord Savior. Father, there where he goes, only Lord Savior lies. Grant us your grace, grant us your mercy, Lord. Condescend now and
we believe it. We believe every request tonight, Lord, has reached your throne of grace, your throne of mercy. We believe it, Lord. Let it be unto every request that Lord Jesus has been made, that the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, will meet each and every one according to your riches in glory. Let's remember the church man, our pastor, the officers in this church, parents in this church, the children in this church. Let us pray. I commit our pastor into the hands of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the leadership that, Lord, you have placed upon this church of God. Our pastor, Lord, we thank you, God, for the wisdom, the Lord, you have given to him. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight he is not in our midst here, Lord, but Father, we know in spirit we are together, Lord. Father, he's troubled, and we want to commit all into your hands, Lord Jesus. He requested that the church will remember him in prayer. Lord, we are remembering him now, knowing that, oh God, he cannot go on his own, and he cannot do anything on his own. It has, Lord Jesus, to be you, God. Oh, taking him out and bringing him in, Lord. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, even as he meets the sins over there, in the east, Lord, we commit, Lord Jesus, every word the Lord will come, God, the Lord Jesus, it will be inspired by you, Lord. And the Lord, it will be profitable, O God, to your saints, your children, O God. And knowing the needs of each and every one, Lord, Father, we pray that, O God, your name will be glorified, Lord. Father, we want to remember the deacons in this church, O Lord. Father, we thank you that, O God, you have given, Lord, your own church men, the Lord, are so responsible, Lord. Father, bless them, O God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Their families, Lord, their needs, O God. Father, we commit all into your hands, the Lord Jesus. We always stand, O God, by your word, O God, and allow themselves, Lord Jesus, to be led, O God, by you, God. Father, bless them, Lord. Keep them. And let everything that, Lord, they do, O God, let it be to thy glory. We want to remember, Lord Jesus, every home, the needs of every home now, Lord. We are praying as a church, as one body now. Father, we commit every home, Lord, into your hands. We need, Lord, the needs of every home, Lord. Father, we pray, the Lord. We supply the needs of every home, Lord Jesus. Let it be abundantly and exceedingly, O God. Especially, Lord Jesus, your presence in every home, Lord. Let it be so mighty, O God. The Lord, the children, even the Lord, will always feel your presence, O God, in every home, the Lord. The Lord Jesus, O God, the blood will be applied, O Lord. The Lord Jesus, knowing that, O God, your presence alone in every home will take away sickness, disease. Oh, we bring, Lord, joy. We bring love, O God. Father, we want to remember our Lord Jesus this hour. Our sisters, Nachisa and Lilian, O God, they've traveled also. Father, we commit them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, where they go, Lord, let your spirit, Lord, lead them. And Father, we pray that, Lord, your presence of God will be a testimony, O Lord, to the glory of your name. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We commit, O God, the church praying again, O Lord, as a body, by the praise of worship, the Lord. So we are seeking, O God, from you. We know the Lord Jesus. You don't
dwell in a house. The dwell we know is a place where we can meet with God, and your presence will overshadow your people, God. So Lord Jesus, we commit all into your hands. Father, we commit, O Lord, the visitors that are in our midst, Lord, tonight. We don't see them as visitors, Lord. We know that, Lord, they are your children, O God. Father, let them live here, O God, with a testimony upon their hearts. Having put their request before you, O God, Lord, answer them, Lord. Father, we pray the Lord, their request will be met. And Lord, to see them back again, O Lord, to give testimony to the glory of your name. Lord, as many that weren't able to come tonight, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. Knowing that, O God, it's because of job and other things that, Lord, has held them, O Lord, they weren't able to come. Lord Jesus, we know that, O God, where they are, Lord, you are in the midst, Lord. And that, Father, you bless them, O God. We want to say thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight. It has been, O God, a blessing, O Lord. And Father, we are living here knowing that, O God, our request will never return to us void. We know the Lord it will accomplish, it will be established, and the Lord will come carrying, O Lord Jesus, our testimonies to the glory of your name, O God. Father, even we want to commit, Lord Jesus, Sunday also into your hands, knowing that, O God, oh, if you tarry, then, Lord Jesus, we pray that once again you come mightily, O Lord, and sweep over your children, sweep over your church, O God. Father, we want to say thank you for all that you have done for us tonight. We want to carry in our hearts the Lord of the truth. We are more than conquerors. And we are persuaded tonight, the Lord, our request, O God, have already been answered. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we believe it, O God. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one song and relax. Apostle George to bless us.
God's nations. Lord, Father, of maybe the 1. something million people in Dublin, Father, but we are privileged to have been invited to your table this night.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, you've chosen especially us tonight to come and dine with you tonight.
Amen.
Lord, we never knew what you would have for us, but Lord, we've heard now what, Lord, Father, you would desire of us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we would desire to take this word, as Brother Eli prayed initially, Lord, being the house of correction. Lord, to take it, Lord, and Lord, discipline our lives, Lord.
Yes.
Let me, Lord, Savior, Father, prepare ourselves, for we are subjects and delegates of another kingdom, Father.
Amen.
Lord, and if we have another kingdom, Father, we're preparing to go to another kingdom.
Yes.
And we ought, Lord, Father, to live, Lord, Father, and to, Lord, Father, be, like Paul said, what manner of people ought we to be, O God?
Amen.
We desire to be, Lord, Father, subjects of another kingdom.
Amen.
Father, we're looking unto thee now, as Lord, your word has been ministered, prayer has been prayed, Father, for the various things, O God. Father, we've all come tonight with that motive, Lord, just to meet with thee tonight.
Yes.
Lord, and all, from Lord, Father, Brother Max, to the cry rooms, Lord, Father, we believe, have received, Lord, Father, what we have come for tonight.
Amen.
Father, if not, O God, you, Lord, Savior, that looketh upon my heart, know and can supply those needs.
Yes.
Jesus, the greatest that we've had today is we've had an audience with thee. We've not heard from a man, but we've heard from Christ.
Yes.
Lord, Father, we've heard, Lord, Savior, Father, you speaking through a man, O God.
Amen.
But we, Lord, Savior, say it's God in man.
Amen.
Ministering unto us once more for those things that were said this night that only you knew, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, and I'm grateful, Father, I've received my portion.
Amen.
And I believe my brothers and sisters have likewise received their portion of
you.
Savior, you guide us, you keep us, you sustain us.
Amen.
Father, as our brother has mentioned, our people that have come tonight may be visitors to us, but to you, they are your children. Father, we are grateful to have them with us, O God. For you knew, Father, long before we came to Ireland, that they would be in this service this night. And we are grateful they have come in and, Lord, been a part of the vision, Father. And Lord, the vision could not be completed without them in the service, O God. And Lord, we believe, O God, that you, Lord, Savior, that have supplied this night's meal, which supply Father's Sundays. Lord, and you supply tomorrow's and the day after, O God. Bless our pastor, will be about your business. For those brethren to come and minister here, he has to go minister there.
Yes,
Father, you grant grace, O God, that the work that he does there, you will do likewise here.
Amen.
And we believe, Lord, Father, tonight, Lord, Father, you have fed us, and Lord, we go tonight pondering upon these things.
Amen.
Lord, this week has been such a blessing for, Lord, Father, Brother Max. Lord, we are grateful to hear his testimony, O God.
Amen.
Lord, I remember sitting, Lord, Father, years back when he started college, it looked as though it was so far away, O God.
Yes.
But Lord, he's completed, Lord, his time in college, Lord.
Amen.
How quick time goes, O God.
Amen.
Father, let us be aware of that, O God. For Lord, we are given such a little time, Lord, to accomplish our goals and our life here as believers, O God. Lord, but time goes so fast, O God. Let us utilize it wisely, O God. Let us utilize even, Lord, Father, the Lord, fellowship of one another, Lord, so O God. For Lord, we never know where Brother Max could be tomorrow. Let us enjoy the fellowship with our brother whilst we be together, O God. For Lord, Father, we believe you have put us here together, that you would, Lord, Father, grant us grace here together. We think of, Lord, Brother Roy tonight, who's not here. You fellowship with him. Strengthen him, quicken him, O God. Even as has been prayed, O God, we believe he's healed, O God.
We
just desire to testify when we meet again.
Yes.
Supply all those things that we have need of.
Yes.
And the greatest of them all, Lord, that we constantly, Lord, present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
That no matter where we be, even in our sleep, O God, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. For Lord, we never know when we take the last sleep, O God. But we desire that when we would, Lord, Father, when you would call us, we'd be in a condition to meet with you, O God. Bless us as we part. Keep us along the roads. Father, grant us traveling misses.
Yes.
Interviews that we've had. Open doors, O God. Father, we pray that Lord, Savior, we'd give to thee the glory.
Amen.
For to God belongeth the glory. Guide us now as we part. Part with us, O God, we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God, it's a blessing, brother.
Amen.
Just believe us, you live here.
He is in you. Amen. You are going with him. He is in you.
Praise the Lord. He's always in the midst of his church. Amen.